Okay, let me suggest a more paradoxical way to approach this, because paradox is the key to realization. Your character is not going to get it. It's not a question of the failure of the character. It's not the will of God for your character to ever understand this. But it is possible for you to be in such a state of consciousness that you're aware of the thoughts of your character, but you realize that you are that awareness that isn't the character, and you can have a sense of humor about the character's inability to get who you are. Okay? That's the difference. There has to be a fission in which you realize that you are playing a character, and that character, which has become an autonomous entity because it has its own algorithms that cause it to have certain desires and certain activities, etc. But none of that is you. You are simply the awareness of that. And your awareness is what animates and actually gives life energy to the character, but you are not the character. And it's allowing the character to be exactly who he is, not interfering. Because if it were the will of God for your character to be any different than it is, your character would become what God wills it to be. Right now, God is willing your character to be exactly what it is. It's perfect as what it is. Okay? Accept your character unconditionally. Don't try to change it. All you have to do is realize it's not you. It was a conditioned creation. You weren't born with that ego. It was an acquired object, a mental object that grew with its desires and its intentions based on the desires of others and the situation in the family system and the social order, et cetera, as well as certain talents that were endemic with the sanskaras of the soul that were brought into this life. Everything has happened exactly as it should have happened and is happening exactly as it should happen now. There is no problem. All that must be realized is this character, which is an ingenious creation of God. You didn't create the character, nor did your parents, nor did the family. It was created by an intelligence far greater that created all of those systems as well. But all you are is the awareness that can appreciate the divine beauty and joy and sense of humor and tragicomedy of it all, without trying to interfere or make any change whatsoever, because everything is perfect. So there is nothing to be done except to realize that the I am, the sense of being that you are, is not that character. And then let the character do its thing. But once you realize that you are not that character, then your attention will naturally be focused on who am I really? What am I? Once you enter the awareness that is empty of identification, you will then be filled with the inspiration of God and the presence of the love of God that will fill you and that will bring a sense of grace to the awareness that is the soul energy, and the soul's heart will open and the wisdom body will open and the bliss body, and the character will magically change in accord with that opening to God consciousness. Not because the character itself is struggling to become different and to realize God. It will never happen that way. It can only happen through the fission from identification and then the fusion with the real self that you are. Okay, does that help at all?
It definitely helps, and I know you've explained this so many times, and I feel like I understand it, and I can stand here and listen to you and take it in and say yes. I am focusing on that awareness, and yet I guess I'm still not disidentified enough.
No, from you can't focus on the awareness. You are the awareness that can focus on the character, or you can focus on presence, on yourself as presence. But the focus is naturally in a state of emptiness without an object. There is no subject and no object in awareness. Okay? That's the state to be in. And then the character will proceed in whatever way is intended by God. That is all part of the prakriti, the working of the power of nature that unfolds naturally without any effort. But you won't get there with thought. You will get there only with a silence deeper than thought. And once the silence deeper than thought is there, that will change the nature of the thoughts, and finally, the character itself will realize the presence of God within it that will create a sense of awe and wonder and joy. And that is what will bring about transformation.